We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The man of many podcasts is Jason Longshore, and he is a busy guy, well, with the Hawks and United right now. And he joins us this morning, as he does every week, talk a little bit of Hawks, talk a little bit of United and more. He's brought to you by Dunkin's Cold Brew, featuring cold foam. And he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Hey, Jason, what up?
Jason.
Good morning, guys.
Before we start talking basketball, Jason, I got to ask you about Atlanta United. What do you think of, how do you assess their victory from the other night?
It's a good win. You have to look at it almost in two chapters, because you start the match, as you always do, 11-11. And in this case, you finished it with 10 because of the red card to Brad Kazan. And 11-11, I thought Atlanta United controlled the match really well. I really liked the way they were working the ball forward. I liked how they were trying to win the ball back quickly, the positioning, the shape, the understanding of what Gabriel Heinze wants them to do is at a pretty high level already. And that's a great sign for where this team can go, because that's a process. You don't know everything in the book, you know, in the first day when you read the first chapter. There's a lot to associate there. And there's a lot of things you have to experience, because so much of this way of playing is based on reactions and based on changing over. You know, if one thing happens, then you have to do this. So you have to have that experience in what to do when things happen in competitive games. You have to make mistakes, and you have to learn from them. First 45 was good. Well, then you had a big mistake with a red card to Brad Kazan. And it was a red card. It was a late tackle. Ezekiel Barco left the pass a little short back to him. Brad comes out, is late to the ball, commits the foul, gets the red card. And then it was a very different game, because it's not about the philosophy and tactics and style of play. It's about fight and grit and just finding a way to survive. You found a goal, which was unexpected, with a man down, and you found a way to hold on with an 18-year-old goalkeeper making his full professional debut and get a win on the road, which you had not done in CONCACAF Champions League. It's a huge night for Atlanta United on both fronts, on the style front in 45 and also on the grit front in the second 45.
If you had told me going into that match, Jason Longshore, that the man of the match would be Rocco Rios Novo, I would have said,
yo, Rocco.
Who? What?
Nobody had that one on the bingo card.
No, nobody had that on the bingo card. How about an 18-year-old? Hey, Rocco. Yo, Rocco. You got to go in and play. Well, I've never played before. I know. I'm 18. I know, but you got to go in and play. Oh, by the way, you got to set a record for saves in a game in CCL, and you got to win this for us. Wow.
Yeah, it was a tricky one, because Alec Cann's your number two goalkeeper for years here in Atlanta. He's coming off of an off-season surgery, not quite fully training yet. Ben Lundgaard was signed from Atlanta United, too. He had an injury in preseason. He's not ready to go. So you sign Rocco Rios Novo to that short-term deal that you can do for CONCACAF. He's on your Atlanta United 2 side. He's on loan from Lanús in Argentina, the same club that Marcelino Moreno came from. And what's interesting about Rocco is he was born in the United States. He was born in Los Angeles, but he's grown up in Argentina, and he has played for the Argentine U-20 national team. Lanús just had players ahead of him. He's never had that opportunity to play in a full professional game at Lanús. He comes to Atlanta. He thinks he's going to play for the second team. All right, you're going to get this trip to Costa Rica, Rocco. And he gets it, and he thinks he's going to watch, and he's going to sit the bench, and he's going to help get Brad Kazan warmed up for the match. And then he has to go in before the end of the first half and see a free kick as the first touch he's going to have to deal with He looked good. He was a little shaky at times with his hands, which is to be expected, but he had good poise, good confidence, and the best play he made was after a big mistake where he spilled it in front. He didn't panic. He didn't flail at the ball. He got big, and he made a big save on the rebound. That shows the composure for Rios Novo, and there's a lot of good things to come for him.
Is it possible that we're going to see him in goal since Brad's going to be out in the next match?
Yeah, that's what's tricky about this, Hugh, is you still have the same issues you had last week or a couple days ago where Alakan probably not going to be ready to go. Lungard is the question. He might be ready to go, but is he ready to start? You know, I don't know where he is in terms of training and fitness. Is he, you know, at least able to be the emergency goalkeeper on the bench? We see you might need that emergency goalkeeper after this one on Tuesday, but right now you would have to say that Rocco is the guy for Tuesday. And then it becomes a bigger question of if Lungard can't go and Can can't go and Gazan suspended, you don't have another goalkeeper. There's not another goalkeeper that is contracted to Atlanta United 2 that you can do the short-term agreement with. So I don't know what that solution becomes. If you go sign somebody on a temporary basis, you try to get a loan from like a USL club in the region on a temporary basis. I don't know. It's a really weird spot to be in with the injuries and now the suspension with Brad Kazan.
Jason Longshore, man of many podcasts, of course, Hawks and Atlanta United. One quick more Atlanta United. We'll get into the Hawks. What did you think of Joseph?
It's good to see him. It was a game that wasn't really built for him at that stage. When he comes on, you're playing with 10. You're not really seeing a whole lot of the ball by that stage. You're getting tired as well. I mean, you can see the fatigue from about the 70th minute on where you couldn't get forward and play any other team's half. So Joseph is on. He has to fight for long balls. I mean, he committed a bunch of fouls because that's all he could really do at that stage. He did his job. He didn't look like he was favoring anything. He didn't look tentative. Those are the things you can really take out of this. It's just easing him back in. It's just getting him minutes and getting him comfortable back on the field. And movement has looked good in everything I've seen so far in 2021. So I think when he is ready to get that start and the fitness is where you want it to be, he should be fine. He's just got to build the rhythm back up that comes from experience.
Speaking of moving on to basketball, Oyeka Okongwu, how did you think he played last night?
Man, it's been great to see his development, hasn't it? Because we were just talking about this in the No Swag Shop last week. You know, people were calling him a bust, and people were like already ready to give up on him. You know, we knew he would be a project coming in. He hasn't had the opportunities you would have in a normal season, even just practice time. You know, I mean, you're not getting much practice time right now because of the way the calendar and the way the schedule's working out. So he's not getting those times to learn and soak things in. He doesn't have the opportunity to go down and play in the G League. So it's been rough for him, but it feels like it's starting to come together now, and you're getting consistent performances from him right now. You hope he can continue to build on it because, you know, we talked about injuries at Atlanta United's goalkeeper position and the Hawks dealing with a bunch of injuries again, and you're going to have to get some of these guys to step up.
The team just had tired legs last night. It's okay, right? I throw last night out, right? I mean, I just throw it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at because I think you had 11 guys available. You had a bunch of guys out, a bunch of key players out. You did have the tired legs you mentioned. It's what happens in this league. You know, you just get into these spots where you had won 4 in a row. You are ahead of where, if you go back to pre-West Coast road trip, you are pretty far ahead of where you thought you would be at this point. You can't let, and I think this is the thing that maybe we all have to deal with at times with the Hawks, is we have to be realistic. They're doing better right now than we thought they would in totality. One game doesn't tell the whole story, especially a game like this one with the absences and the tired legs.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Jason Longshore joining us on the WayForward.com hotline, talking about the Atlanta Hawks as they get ready for Unity Night tomorrow night against the Chicago Bulls at State Farm Arena. Jason, this team, obviously, you know, they've got to get healthy. They haven't been healthy. Do we expect, certainly the hope is that they will, but when they do, are we cautious by being snake bit this year that they're going to actually stay healthy? I mean, you know where I'm getting at here. I mean, can they get healthy and stay healthy? Should we go, okay, yeah, this is going to happen, or should we just go, oh my God, this is going to be what this year is?
Every good luck superstition you have, if you're a Hawks fan, you probably need to be doing that these days, because that's the part we can't control. What we have seen is that when they are not even fully healthy, because I honestly can't think of a time where they have been fully healthy, when they've been mostly healthy, this is a good team. And this is a fun team to watch. And when they can shoot like they have been shooting in recent games before last night, this is a team that can cause problems. That big question is the health factor, and it's the great unknown, because we thought we were turning that corner a little bit. You know, you start to get DeAndre Hunter back. Okay, and then other things pop up. You just have to hope that they can get through this period right now where it is difficult to get the minutes divided up with quality and be healthy at the end of the season, because if they can get pretty close to healthy going into the postseason, this is a team you don't want to see if they get hot shooting. You know, this is a team that nobody wants to see in the postseason if they get hot shooting like we've seen in the last few games.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. That's what I'm thinking here, because I really want to know more than anything else. You know, forget everything. I want to know what this team, Hugh and Jason, looks like fully healthy and fully in rotation. I want to know what that looks like, because
I hope we get that answer.
Yeah.
I hope we get that answer this season. I'm even pulling for mostly healthy at this point. I'm downgrading from fully healthy to mostly healthy. Can we get that at least?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
No kidding. You know, and to that end here, you know, one of the things that's going to be interesting when they do get healthy is one guy I've got a question about that we don't talk much about because he hasn't been a factor is, well, what of Cam Reddish and his future with this team?
Yeah. It's so young. I mean, talking about Okongwu, you don't want to give up on him. Reddish is a little older, but not a whole lot. He's got such promise. This was supposed to be the breakout year. It's what we were all hoping for going into the season, and it just hasn't happened yet. I think this offseason is a massive one for him, and you have to see progress going into next season, or you're going to have to figure out what to do next.
Where can the fans find all your podcasts there, Men of Many Podcasts?
Facebook.com/929TheGame. Stoppage Time from yesterday is up. We broke down the match from Tuesday. We looked ahead a little bit at next week's match as well. There will not be a no swag shop today. Andy Bunker is on vacation, so we'll be back next week to talk Hawks. So we'll have 2 weeks of Hawks to talk about for next week, and we'll also have Stoppage Time next Wednesday as well.
All right.
Thanks, Jason. Do appreciate.
You're the mayor.
Appreciate it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.